The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a man named Lazarus who lived in the village of Bethany with the two sisters, Mary and Martha, and he was ill. It was the same Mary, the sister of the sick man Lazarus, who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. The sisters sent this message to Jesus: "Lord, the man you love is ill." On receiving the message, Jesus said, "This sickness will end not in death, but in God's glory. And through it, the Son of God will be glorified." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, yet when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was for 2 more days before saying to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea." The disciples said, "Rabbi, it is not long since the Jews wanted to stone you. Are you going back again?" Jesus replied, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? A man can walk in the daytime without stumbling because he has the light of this world to see by. But if he walks at night, he stumbles, because there is no light to guide him." He said that and then added, "Our friend Lazarus is resting. I am going to wake him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he is able to rest, he is sure to get better." The phrase Jesus used referred to the death of Lazarus, but they thought that by rest he meant sleep. So Jesus put it plainly: "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, because now you will believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, known as the twin, said to the apostles, "Let us go too and die with him." On arriving, Jesus found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. Bethany is only about 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to sympathize with them over their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus had come, she went to meet him. Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died, but I know that even now, whatever you ask of God, he will grant you." "Your brother," said Jesus to her, "will rise again." Martha said, "I know he will rise again at the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she said. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who has to come into this world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in a low voice, "The Master is here and wants to see you." Hearing this, Mary got up quickly and went to him. Jesus had not yet come into the village. He was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were in the house, sympathizing with Mary, saw her get up so quickly and go out, they followed her, thinking that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary went to Jesus, and as soon as she saw him, she threw herself at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." At the sight of her tears and those of the Jews who followed her, Jesus said in great distress, with a sigh that came straight from the heart, "Where have they put him?" They said, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. And the Jews said, "See how much he loved him." But there were some who remarked, "He opened the eyes of the blind man. Could he not have prevented this man's death?" Still sighing, Jesus reached the tomb. It was a cave with a stone to close the opening. Jesus said, take the stone away. Martha said to him, Lord, by now he will smell. This is the fourth day. Jesus replied, have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing my prayer. I knew indeed that you always hear me, but I speak for the sake of all these who stand around me, so that they may believe it was you who sent me. When he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, here, come out. The dead man came out, his feet and hands bound with bands of stuff and a cloth round his face. Jesus said to them, unbind him, let him go free. Many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what he did believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Exactly 11 months ago, I found myself in the same place as Lazarus. We were on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land with the newly ordained deacons of the seminary, and following in the footsteps of Jesus, came to Bethany and visited the tomb of Lazarus. So together with Andrew Harding, who is now assistant priest in Nottingham, I went all the way into the tomb where Lazarus was put to rest. A picture of that event appeared within seconds on Facebook, as one of the other seminarians had a habit of doing. Actually, there is a copy now here on the notice board as well for your benefit. We went in there alive and came out again after a few minutes alive. Lazarus, too, came out alive as we heard in the gospel. However, Lazarus went in dead and remained dead in the tomb for 4 days, as Martha told Jesus. Now we also know from the gospel that Jesus waited before he decided to go and visit his friend Lazarus. Why was that? Why did Jesus not go straight away when Jesus received a message from Mary and Martha that Lazarus, their brother, and the man Jesus loved, was ill? The reason is in his response. This sickness will not end in death, but in God's glory, and through it, the Son of God will be glorified. This answer that Jesus gave was not alone for the benefit of the disciples, the benefit of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, or for the benefits of the Jews who were present, but also for our benefit today. For here, Jesus Christ, Son of Mary and Son of God, fully human and fully divine, shows us the way we are to go, if we freely choose to do so. A way that brings us fully in union with divinity, that is possible for a human being to follow. The humanity of Christ, like our humanity, is best expressed when he saw the tears of Mary and the Jews who followed her. For he said in great distress, with a sigh that came straight from the heart, where have they put him? And Jesus wept. For Jesus reacted as any human being would. Sooner or later, we all shall be overcome by sorrow, by grief, in a way that is very difficult, if not impossible, to suppress and weep. As Jesus wept. Wept for the death of a loved one, wept for the loss of a friend, wept for the result of sin, wept for the end of a life on earth. In this, our God, Jesus Christ, felt what we feel, experienced what we undergo when confronted with death. But also, being fully divine, he knew that he could rely on God the Father, and using the divine powers given to him, who sent him, he woke Lazarus from death And many of the Jews who had seen this believed. Lazarus went on to live a bit longer. We believe it's about another 30 years. Tradition tells us that he became an apostle and went to Cyprus. He is remembered as the first bishop of Larnaca, and his second tomb is there. It has an inscription. It says, Lazarus, dead for 4 days and friend of Christ. This would be a nice epitaph for all of us, if indeed it would reflect the truth. And for some, it will. Some of us have been dead, spiritually dead, that is, cut off from God. But most will realize, not least through suffering and being affected by the death of others, like Jesus, that death, physical death, cannot be the end. Most will believe the word of our Lord Jesus Christ that, like Lazarus, our sickness will not end in death, but that we shall without end enjoy the fullness of God's glory, when he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And if we believe this, trust God, and make Jesus our friend, we will share his friendship forever. A life in the presence of God's glory, to get together with Jesus and all his friends in the kingdom of God, in heaven, forever and ever.